with Anil Adede. And I'm sure that you've been keeping busy, both mind, body, and soul. I am super grateful to everyone that tuned in and listened to my previous podcast. I am super grateful to y'all. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. I got a testimony from that podcast, and I'm going to quickly read it while I talk to you about today's conversation, or what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm super grateful to God because that podcast really has helped me reach a lot of people, and a lot of people have told me how blessed they were for listening to that podcast. So I'm going to quickly read this. And this lady said, "Hello, Anil. I watched your YouTube video. You mentioned your podcast on Friends, and I clicked the link to listen. And I must say, I was super blessed, and I have been dealing with that same issue." She also said that your words legit almost brought me to tears, but I'm at work at the moment, so I can't cry. I just want to say thank you for sharing and shifting my focus to the right thing, which is God. I'm working on my relationship with God, and I've been asking Him to show me areas of my life that I needed to work on and give Him full charge of. And He used you to bring that to my attention and show me how to look for friendship in God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. God bless you and use you mightily to touch millions of people in Jesus' name. Amen." And when I got this, to be very sincere, guys, I was blessed. I was blessed because I felt like it was not just an everyday routine thing that I do, but I was just blown away by that testimony, and I thank God that God blessed someone's life because of it. And I was talking to someone today who I was just chatting with on the phone, and she's like, "I know, please do more podcasts where you just pause your minds and your heart." And really, I really love things like that, and other even series or stories that I've spoken, but I've like recorded. A lot of people always talk about it, so I'm super grateful. Y'all are supporting. I'm grateful. God bless you all. So today I really want to talk about something that it's a little bit not what everybody will talk about, but I want to share something with you that's really helped me growing up, and has helped me through my walk or my journey in life, and is still helping me, and it's called music. So I am a singer songwriter. I have a podcast. I have a YouTube channel called Anil Adedire. I have a radio show called Life Matters with Anil Adedire. So I have always been that person that I've been a music and media enthusiast. And to be very sincere with you, I won't even lie, it has been a great joy in my heart when I talk about these songs and how they helped me through dark moments. They've helped me through moments where I really wanted to see God's face. It's helped me through moments where, you know, when you legit just give up and tell God, "You know what, take your own way, let me take my way." I have been through those moments in my life where I'm like, "God, hold yourself, let me hold myself," just because I felt like it's not worth it. Do you understand? It's not worth the old stress of going through and having to talk about me. You get when you get to that point where Carrie Ilson said, "My love has a limit." Sometimes you get to a point where you're like, you're thinking your love has a limit, and God's love is limited. You know, His love is unlimited. So I know so many things will happen in our lives, and like I shared with you, in friends, it's still something that I still had that conversation with a friend on Friday night, and I was still sharing with her that this is some of the struggles I personally still have, where I'm not able to actually just sit down and say, okay, these are the kind of friends I have that are not female friends. Like, I have a lot of male friends. I have elderly people that talk to me, that share with me, but I'm not able to put that. I can't tell you that about female friendships, and I really want to have female friendships, to be very sincere with you. But it's a struggle, and I'm not struggling intentionally not to have female friendships. I just think that there are times where all these things don't work out, and we're able to just shove it off and say, you know what, I gotta do what I gotta do. I don't know, but it is what it is. So today I'm going to be talking about a couple of songs that really blessed me. And there's so many songs that blessed me, to be very sincere. The first one is actually a song by that was written by a friend called Josh Keys. But it was sung by Life Point Band, and they're a young adult group based in Lagos, Nigeria, in Elevation Church. And the song is Komasi, There Is None. So K-O-M-A-S-I, that's the title of the song. And this song brings me to tears, brings me to my knees. It just says, there is no one like our God. There is no one like Jesus. There is nothing he cannot do. And when I listen to this song, it brings me to tears. Right now, I'm talking to you. Oh God, it brings tears to my eyes, because every time I wake up in the morning and I reflect on my day, I sincerely just think about how faithful God is. To be very sincere, I might not have it all together. I might not be where I want to be. And you might even be in that same situation where you're not even where you want to be, and you're not even close to where you want to be. But having that mindset, having that confidence, and knowing in your heart that there is nothing God cannot do, there is no one like God. Like, I know that you might feel, in quotes, betrayed by some things that have happened to you. I remember when I lost my aunt in 2015, guys. It was tough. Oh my God. I prayed like I was about to give up on life. I told God she loved you. I was sincere with God. I put my heart out. I was like, God, I love this person. This person worked for you. This person loved you. This person's always in your yard. Why would you do this? At some point, I had to even tell myself that, you know what? It's just like Lazarus. She's sleeping. The first day went. The second day went. But I'm telling you that one song that God used to encourage me was Wrap Me in Your Arms by Billy McDowell. I don't know where and what you've gone through ever in life, but to be very sincere with you, when you listen to this song, guys, I've never seen a song as deep as that song. I know there's so many songs out there that are really good, just like the first one I said, but this particular song and My Testimony by Marvin Sapp, these two songs, My Testimony is like the song he sang just after he lost his wife. So I could put it together. Do you understand? I could put the lyrics of the song together. I'm trying to see if I can even get like the lyrics of the song right now and let you understand. And it's, oh my God, it's something that during that period, guys, God used amazing people to come comfort me. So the song is, So Glad I Made It, I Made It Through, In Spite of the Storm and Rain, Heartache and Pain, I'm Still Alive Declaring You, I Made It Through, I Didn't Lose, Experience Lost at a Major Cost, But I Never Lost Faith in You. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. Guys, when I saw that song, that's not the first time I was listening or saying that song, but everything just came together. My auntie was like in her late 30s, she had 3 kids, but everything came together because I was able to understand where God was taking me and how he wanted me to be strong for him. And it helped me that when I had that experience, I went into law school and I lost 2 more people again, and I was able to understand the pain associated with loss. And I remember that I had to counseling that I lost my dad, and it was painful. And the Holy Spirit just gave me the words to say to her. Till now, I can't remember what I said to her, but I remember that after a particular statement, the Holy Spirit just told me to hug her. And I hugged this lady, and she burst into tears. And the Holy Spirit just said, "Let her cry. Let her cry." And sometimes it's okay to let people cry. It's okay to say, you know what, I give up. I think I've done a podcast like that before, and I said sometimes it's okay. And that day I was able to understand these songs, and I was able to understand the fact that there are some songs that God just brings your way. Like "Wrap Me in Your Arms" has been a song that has blessed my life, guys. And the lyrics is like this: "Into your arms I'm drawing near again. To dwell in you, with you, is my only heart's desire. All I can do is fall on my knees and cry. Cleanse me with fire and purify my heart." And you know the place that throws me off is, "Take me to that place, Lord, to that secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms." And you know what happened to me when I listened to that song? That song literally just made God just, I felt that hand warm around my arms. Oh my God, people, I can still feel it right now. I can still feel it right now because God literally just hugged me. And I was able to understand the experience. Do you understand? So that's why, whatever it is that you're going through, knowing the right songs that will uplift your soul is very important. So the question I'll ask is, what kind of songs do you listen to? I'm not saying necessarily you have to listen to the songs I listen to, but I'm just giving you songs that minister to my spirit. And let me tell you, songs are a spirit. They're powerful. They're very powerful. So no matter what it is that you're doing, or you're jumping, or you're dancing, there are days where I'm dancing and I'm playing a Mike Abdul album, or I'm playing this album, because it just takes you to that place where you're like, oh my God. Like a couple of days ago, I and my husband were talking about like old albums, and I was like, oh my God, like this was this kid when I was in my first year of school. Like, oh my God, I've forgotten about this song. I was talking about it, and the entire memory and the experience I went through at that period listening to that song came back. That's how powerful music is. Another song that I remember that a friend told me about is by Sherry Jones Moffat. Guys, this song, I can't even tell you how amazing this song is. And this song is "Encourage Yourself." Guys, I can't. Let me just read it to you. This song says, "Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord." And guys, to be very sincere with you, it's difficult to encourage yourself. I can't even lie to you, it is difficult to encourage yourself. The days where I just want to like sit down in that hole that I'm not even lying to you. Like, I just want to be at. Right? I don't want to disturb my head, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sink in that place. But to be very sincere with you, this song's just, speak over yourself. I'm encouraged. Do you understand? And it just buzzes me up. And another song that really gets to me is "Better Days" by Leandra Johnson. Oh my God. Better days are coming, guys. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. I don't know what that cloud. I have not been paid in weeks. I'm not, like, I can give you different instances why you should just suck and sit in all this. But let me tell you, better days are coming. And even if your mind never wants to tell you that, you're able to listen to something that will always give you that touch of better days are coming. Better days are coming. And the last song I'll be sharing with you today is Never Would Have Made It Without You by Marvin Sapp. I don't care who you are, you don't like Christ, you don't, you're not a Christian, you never listen to Christian songs. Let me tell you, this song hits your spirit in a way that, guys, I won't lie to you, I never would have made it without God. Like, I can't even, I don't know how to explain it to you, but when I go through those days, like, I remember when I was done with law school, and the only thing I could sing when I got to church was, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I could have lost it all. But now I see how you have been there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. So my question I'm going to leave you with today is, what kind of songs do you listen to? What kind of songs uplift your spirit? What kind of things do you listen to that make your spirit jump up? Because if you don't listen to things that will help your spirit, that will make your spirit stronger, I don't know how you're going to do it, guys. I don't know. So to be very sincere with you, I said I was going to share this with you all today. And I hope and I pray that you are encouraged through all this that's going on right now. You are able to stand out, you're able to work on yourself, you're able to speak over yourself, you're able to encourage yourself, you're able to know that better days are coming. So as I wrap this, I hope that you're able to go back and look at your library and see what you feed your soul with, and you're able to make a choice today on changing how and what you listen to. My name is Sue Anna Adedire, and I still love and I celebrate you for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My Twitter name is Anna Tone. My Instagram is Anna Adedire Akinamoni. And my Facebook and YouTube channel is Anna Adedire. God bless you. I celebrate you. God be with you in the name of Jesus. And as I tell you every week, we always have something interesting to share with you. So don't even slack. Make sure you just come out of that comfort zone of yours. Listen to the podcast, favorite it, love it, share it with friends. And make sure that you always come back to listen. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you get amazing content in our vlogs. And yes, I am still another day. God bless you, and I celebrate you.